The two most sustained investigations were those in the laboratory of the Mayo Foundation and Merck and Company. In 1944, a small amount of compound A was made in my laboratory, and in December 1945, a large sample of compound A was made by Merck and Company by the same method. Compound A was tried in patients with Addison's disease and was found to be of no value. This was a great disappointment, and we realized that only one chance remained, and that was that compound E might possess valuable physiological activity. Shortly after this, compound E was prepared in the laboratory of Merck and Company by Dr. L.H. Serrett, but the yield was very, very small. More research work was carried out in 1947, and several important contributions were made both from my laboratory and that of Merck and Company. Dr. Serrett succeeded in the introduction of the hydroxyl group at 17, and from my laboratory came better methods for two other steps. A much improved process for the preparation of compound E was ready by May 1948, and increasing amounts of the material has been available since that time. To make compound E available in adequate amounts required an enormous effort, time, money on the part of Merck and Company. They have made the clinical investigation possible. In this way, a major problem in organic chemistry as related to medicine was solved. It had long been obvious that no other source would be adequate, and it now seems probable that some starting material other than bile must be found. Perhaps it will require total synthesis, that is, starting with something like acetic acid, benzene, or naphthalene, mothballs. As it is today, the preparation of compound E is the most complicated process of any agent in the pharmaceutical laboratory. May I have the slide, please? Now, on paper, it is a simple matter to change desoxycorticosterone to compound E. It is only necessary to take off the side chain, to change the oxygen from 12 to 11, to introduce the ketone and double bond at 3, 4, 5, to place the hydroxyl group at 21 and at 17. But actually, this is what is required. This is desoxyfolic acid, and this is compound A, not compound E. To get compound E requires 8 steps more than this. It is required years to make the various steps good enough so that you can secure some material at the end. And this will explain why some time will be required by Merck and Company to prepare it on the large scale.